Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I think an angel just got his wings. Oh, no, it's just me closing out something on the computer, wasn't it? Never mind.
Bob McClain.
Here we go. Getting underway with hour number two. It's our special Memorial Day edition, and it's also the Friday free-for-all here on the Bobby Mac Show. So welcome in. Have a friend, family member you would like to remember for their service for this country. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. I'll get caught up there momentarily. And my email address, bob@1063word.com. If you missed the keyword for this hour in the $1,000 bankroll contest, what has stripes? Zebra. Or zebra, I guess it would be if you're a Canadian, because they use Z for Z. Is that it? Zebra? Is that a word? It is now. Z-E-B-R-A, zebra. That is the key word for this hour. Text it to 72881. Some interesting information that not many people, I think, are going to be talking about, but you need to know in regard to the president authorizing the attorney general to declassify a bunch of documents related to 2016 campaign surveillance, the spying that went on the Trump campaign. And I'll get to that coming up. But callers have been waiting patiently to get on, so let's go right to the phones, beginning with Sally, who is in Greenville. Hi, Sally, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
So far, so good.
Great. Everyday listener, want to thank you for what the whole Word team does to get the truth out in the air every day.
Very kind. Thank you.
Definitely need that. But I do want to remember my uncle. He was in Tri Quang province in Vietnam. He was 19, had only been over there a little over a year, and was killed in action trying to save some of his comrades.
Wow. He was in Quang Tri?
Yes.
Right. Yeah, that was nasty stuff.
It was, and they were attacked in a clearing, and he didn't give up on his brother, so he ended up losing his life trying to re-stand a mortar and get it operational. But he did perish there. He received, of course, the Purple Cross and the Navy Cross, and just know his story is one of many thousands of young men who didn't come home and never got to see their future.
Yeah, yeah,
but
tragic.
I just wanted to say thank you for all our veterans.
My pleasure, Sally, and that is no small measure of heroism, receiving the Navy Cross. That speaks to the bravery that he displayed, because the Navy Cross is one level below the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Right, correct,
yep.
Right.
Yep.
So,
thank you, Sally.
I just want to thank all our veterans.
You bet. Thanks, Sally, for taking the time to honor his memory. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you for giving us the opportunity.
My pleasure. Thanks,
Sally.
Have
a great weekend.
You too. Have a nice Memorial Day weekend. Ned is next up. He is in Spartanburg. Hi, Ned, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Ned or Ed?
Oh, which are you, sir?
I am Ed.
Oh, sorry, Ed.
McClain, Marine. We appreciate your service.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate that very much.
Bob, I would like to honor my father, Second Lieutenant David Lee Bishop, joining the Army Air Corps in his sophomore year of Wofford, shot down over the Baltics in his B-17 after losing two of his crewmen.
Wow.
He spent almost 13 months in POW.
Yeah.
One of those
stalagmites that the Nazis set up.
Yeah. In fact, it was Lustag 1. They were attacking Army, they were attacking a munitions depot when they were shot down, him and some of his other brothers. I hope we never lose sight of these men, Bobby.
Nor should we. The sacrifices that we'll never know about. I was privileged to be able to fly in two different B-17s when they came here to the Upstate. And I was also honored to be able to sit in the pilot seat of the Memphis Belle, the B-17 in Memphis.
Oh, you're kidding me.
Yeah, what a thrill that was. And
the last time they were in Spartanburg, we tried to get Dad to board. We were going to pay that. They have a small fee in order to take you up. And I think the memories were hitting him too hard. He just didn't want to get out.
Yeah, I can certainly understand that. And having been in that aircraft, you know, you're lying of what it would like to be in it. But it's nothing like actually being in that aircraft when it's airborne.
Right.
Because the spaces are so small in there and it's so noisy. And, of course, you know, they had to bundle themselves up like Nanook of the North because they were flying at altitudes that were really frigid. And it really gives you a personalized understanding of what it was like to have been in one of those B-17s.
Go ahead. I'm sorry, Bob.
No, that's okay. Go right ahead.
If I remember what Dad mentioned one time, and he wasn't much talk about it. They even had to warm their oxygen bottles.
Yeah.
They were flying so high.
That's right. They would freeze solid.
Yeah. But listen, you take care and keep the work up. I greatly appreciate it personally.
My pleasure. Thank you very much, Ed, and thanks for joining us today to honor that service. Greatly appreciate it.
If I can make it easier, I'll change my name to Ned instead of Ed.
No, it's okay. You can keep it that way, Ed. And next time we'll just drop the N off the call screen. that'll simplify things. Thanks a lot, Ed. I appreciate it. Great to have you here. In on the text line. Bob, Uncle Joe was a Marine in WW2, never spoke of his time in the Pacific, nor did my dad or Uncle Mac, his brother. Uncle Kelly in the Army Ground Forces, Southeast Asia, never spoke of his time in country. Uncle Kennett, Navy during Vietnam, only talked about shore leave. They did what they had to do and moved on with their lives. Bobby Mack, I'd like to acknowledge my grandfather immigrated to Ellis Island in 1904 from communist USSR Ukraine, served during World War I. 4 years later, he became a U.S. citizen. His name is Piotr, that is Peter. My dad served in the Navy, served 36 years, beginning in 1943, World War II, Korea, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the blockade, remember that? And seven rotations during Nam, retired as a senior chief. MMCS, my husband was in during Nam. My daughter is now serving as a CPO for JAG. That is, of course, a Chief Petty Officer for Judge Advocate General's Corps. Bobby DeWitt T. Elliott, 4th Armored Division, World War II. Bobby, please add my dad to those you're honoring for their military service, Robert Wickeser. Hope I'm pronouncing that correctly, Wickiser, Wickiser, Korean War. Bob, Grandfather Adam Carpenter, ACA, World War II. Great Uncle Charlie Parker, World War II, killed in action. Uncle L.C. Honecker, 26-year Air Force, Purple Heart and Bronze Star, Vietnam, and a wonderful neighbor. And William Black, World War II, U.S. Army. Thank you for all of those. Back to the phones we go. It's our special edition that we do every year in our Memorial Day show, remembering our fallen comrades and relatives. 16 after 4 here at the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Towards the end of World War II in the European theater, Glenn Miller, who had given up civilian life and joined the Army Air Corps to form a band to be able to entertain so many of the young men who had danced to his music pre-World War II, took off. They were going to do a concert in Paris, I believe for Christmas, and the Norseman aircraft that Glenn Miller was on took off over the English Channel and never arrived in Paris. Number of possible explanations for what may have happened, but nobody knows for sure, but his music certainly lives on. 24 after 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show, in on my text line. Bobby, remembering my Ranger brother, Master Sergeant Andy Fernandez, Delta operator, KIA April 2, 03 in Iraq. Also remembering my former company XO, that's executive officer, when I was a company commander, Captain Mike, Captain Mike Tarlavsky, 5th Special Forces Group, KIA, 12 August 2004, Iraq. Thanks for allowing us to share our brother's sacrifice and mentioning their names on the air today. I know this is emotional for a lot of people, and some have more difficulty than others getting through it. I can assure you that I share that feeling with you. It's very emotional for me to share these names as well. To the phones we go. Next up is George, who is in Greenville. Hi, George, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. I would like to honor my dad, Willie Melvin Stademeyer. He was a sergeant and a cook in the Korean War, and he never did talk too much about it, but he did show me some pictures and some of the things they did over there. He said he couldn't talk about, but yeah. Anyway, I just want to thank you for doing this for everybody.
It's my pleasure, George. Korea was, especially coming as quickly on the heels of World War II as it did, and being a totally different kind of theater of operations with the sub-zero temperatures they had to contend with over there. That was a nasty time.
Yeah. One thing to say. Hurrah!
Amen.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, George. I appreciate it very much. Lou is next up. Lou is in Campobello. Hi, Lou, and welcome to the show. How are you?
Good, Bobby. How are you?
So far, so good.
You know, I want to thank my dad, Lou Nispeka Sr. He was in World War II. He had 4 battle stars, one of them from the Battle of the Bulge. Mm. He also was part of a unit that liberated a subcamp of Buchenwald, and when I was there, I actually got a chance on the weekend to go to that place, and there's a plaque that thanks the men of the 83rd for their service. And I had 4 uncles. My mom had 4 sisters, so there were 5 girls. Every single one of my uncles, my Uncle Willie, Uncle Gabe, Uncle Bob, and Uncle Vito, also served in World War II. The Fighting Itais at Youngstown, Ohio.
Gotcha. You know, you just reminded me, too. I forgot to mention my Uncle Jack. Jack Leach from Haw River, North Carolina. He was a waist gunner in a Liberator bomber and was along on the Polesti mission there. I don't know why it slipped my mind when I was talking about my dad and his brother, my uncle, but I should remember Uncle Jack as well. So thanks for the reminder of that. I appreciate it, Lou. Thanks very much for the call. John is next, and John is in Simpsonville. Hi, John, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. It really is great that you get to do this and remember everyone today.
I love it. I get goosebumps just thinking about doing it.
So I'd like to just take a minute and honor my great-great-great-grandfather, who was in the Battle of Fredericksburg.
Wow.
In, I think it was 1862.
I believe that's right.
Timothy Donahue is his name. And he won the Congressional Medal of Honor by carrying a wounded officer away in between enemy lines and got wounded while he was doing it.
Wow. That was a big defeat for the Union Army. And and as history tells us that in a later battle that did not go as well for the guys in gray, that the Union soldiers stood up and were yelling at the Confederates, Fredericksburg, Fredericksburg, as if they were saying, we're getting even for that one.
Right. Well, thanks again so much. I really appreciate you.
My pleasure.
Remember him.
Thank you, John. Pleasure to be able to do it. Bobby, regarding a previous caller and the VA hospital rule about if you call within 72 hours, I was told the same thing 10 years ago when I started being seen by the VA to call within 72 hours of a visit to an emergency room from Matthew in Greenville. Thank you, Matthew. Appreciate that. Bobby, I'd like to remember my grandpa, U.S. Navy, Leonard Rhodes from Saluda, North Carolina. Best grandpa in the world. Love, Wanda. Hi, Bobby Mac. Jason McLeese spoke to you earlier. Would like to honor my grandfather, Charles W. Bolt, a World War II veteran of the 101st Airborne Division, Screaming Eagles, 506th PIR, made jumps into Normandy and Belgium, took part in the Battle of the Bulge in Bastogne. Bobby, you were correct. The last Doolittle Raider passed away just a couple of months ago. Bob, my two uncles, Joe and John Sutton, were part of the company that made that same leap from New Zealand to the Aleutian Islands. Wow, what are the odds on that? My Uncle Joe said he never recovered from that. I bet. Bobby, I believe Jimmy Doolittle's co-pilot was the last surviving Doolittle Raider and passed away a couple of months ago. Thank you. Appreciate that information. 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We continue our remembrances and memorializing the service of our fallen family and friends. When we come back on the other side, 4:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back. 4:38 now, 22 before 5. It is our special Memorial Day program that we do annually where we give you an opportunity to remember those who served defending our country and now are in, as we say, chapter eternal, those who made the ultimate sacrifice in the line of duty as well. And you can do that on the text line at 71307 or on the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Gerald just passed along to me an obituary that I was unaware of. Retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel Ted Ballard Jr., 87 of Spartanburg, passed away Thursday, May 23rd. You may remember, those of you who went to Gaffney High School may be aware of the fact that he had served as the ROTC senior instructor at Gaffney Senior High, retiring from there in 1997. Distinguished service in Vietnam. His jet was shot down either by a missile or by flak, and he was captured by the North Vietnamese, taken to the Hanoi Hilton, a POW prison, where he remained until he was released at the end of the war in March of 1973. Lieutenant Colonel Ballard, in addition to being the ROTC, the ROTC senior instructor at Gaffney Senior High, also established a scholarship with Spartanburg Methodist College in the name of his wife, Ruth, and at Wofford College in the name of his son. So we remember Lieutenant Colonel Ted Ballard today as well. To the phones we go. Let's bring in Fern, who is in Paquette. Hi, Fern, and welcome to the show.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yep, hear you 5x5.
Okay, thank you. I would like to honor three veterans who died.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one was my first hero, Private Benjamin Lee Scharf. He was my father. He joined the Troop E, 116th Cavalry of the Idaho National Guard.
Wow.
June 6, 1930 to September 10, 1932. He rode a horse that was black and was named Stranger. I remember this from his stories. The second man is my father-in-law, Harold Perkins. During World War II, he was in Merchant Marines. And the third one is a man that I have known for about 15 years. We talked on a chat line. We met at a chat meet. His name is Beryl Wolfson. He went by the name of Swamp Rat. Now, he has really quite a story. May I tell it?
Sure.
Okay. During World War II, he served as a radio operator and a forward observer for different units. He served in North Africa, Italy, France, and Germany. He was part of the unit that liberated Dachau. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing that right.
Dachau. But you're close.
Dachau. Concentration camp.
Mm-hmm.
He also served in Korean War. He served during the Cold War. He received a medal from the Republic of France. It's a Knight of Legion of Honor.
Wow, that's a good one to have.
The Republic of Korea was a service medal, and General Petrusis of the U.S. military awarding the Medal of Excellence.
Nice. Well, Fern, I appreciate your taking time to remember them today.
I appreciate you letting me talk about them. Swamp Rat was 96 years old and died May 14th.
Wow. He had a good run, didn't he?
He sure did.
Yep.
And he taught in schools and colleges, universities, and organizations about the concentration camp and the Holocaust until his death.
You know, if there is one thing that probably doesn't get enough mention, it is the Allied forces, primarily the Americans, liberating those horrors of the Nazi extermination camps, Buchenwald and Dachau, and all the rest.
Mm-hmm.
They saved many lives in the process. Fern, thank you very much. I appreciate it. I hope you have a nice Memorial Day weekend, hon.
You too.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much. In on the text line, Bob, my dad, Haskell Burton, was in the Navy, was an airplane mechanic, never was on a ship. He loved to fly, never did talk about it much. World War II was a tough war for everyone. Was indeed. Greatest Generation won it. Bobby, Roy Burley Brown, an art teacher and great Christian who served on General Westmoreland's staff, that'll have been Southeast Asia, always proud he made it through boot camp. Bobby, if you want an amazing conversation you'll never forget, I'll get you in touch with J.A. Sammons, 99 and three-quarters years old, World War II veteran, flew a helicopter last spring at 98. Native of the area, worked in a mill, drove the Swamp Rabbit train, worked at Greenville Ice, owned 5 motorcycles, 2 airplanes, several boats, and an RV. What a testimony to the greatest generation. Amen to that. Bobby, my dad, Gerald N. Bollinger, gunnery sergeant, GYST, gunny sergeant, ran the Marine Corps Marathon up until the age of 70. Wow. They run that annually in Washington every year. Passed away at 73 in 2007. He ran it for the Children of St. Jude. Wow. Bobby, nothing choked me up quicker than thinking about the big brass ones. Those were we are remembering today, Had. I'm a 30-year Navy vet, and they are my heroes. Yours and mine both. Bobby, remembering the 600-plus guys of 66th Black Panther Division that went down in the English Channel on the transport SS Leopoldville, sunk by a Nazi U-boat. Bob, Clarence Brown, father, tech sergeant, mechanic, B-29 Super Fortress, Army Air Corps, 20th 58th Bomb Wing, flew over the hump twice. That is Himalayas. Bobby, I'd like to remember my dad. He was in the 7th Armored in Africa and Italy. Those are the guys that ran off Rommel. Drove a tank and pulled a big gun around. Came home with 3 Bronze Stars and a Purple Heart. Wow. I got to take a quick break here. We'll be right back and go right back to the phones again here on the Bobby Mack Show last Friday before the Memorial Day weekend. Be right back.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Amen, Chuck. Little Chuck Berry for you this afternoon. Back in the USA, or as they say, back in the world. Probably sung a lot by guys who were short. 4:52, and I don't mean height-wise either. 8 minutes before 5 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, my dad served in the Navy during World War II aboard the USS Raby destroyer. He also piloted a troop landing craft boat. Please remember him and all of his fellow vets this Memorial Day. Dad passed away January 1988. Sorry, his name was J.D. Owen. Bobby, my dad served 21 years in the Marine Corps, Big Green Machine, Korea and Vietnam, aviation electronics. He was the head aviation electronics for the Marine Corps. He was the head of aviation electronics for Marine Corps One, President Kennedy and Johnson, Gray Ghost Squadron, Gunnery Sergeant Gerald N. Bollinger. That's funny, a buddy of mine, Pat, was pilot for Marine One for President Ronald Reagan. 7 minutes now before 5, back to the phones we're going. Let me see who is next. Sarah is next, and she is in Fountain Inn. Hi, Sarah, and welcome to the program.
Hi, Bobby. Thank you so much for giving us all an opportunity to honor those who have served.
It is my pleasure.
I would like to honor my 2 grandpas and my dad, all from Flint, Michigan. My maternal grandfather, Isidore LeVictor, served in the Army from 1941 to 1945, and he was in Africa against Rommel and then sent up to Europe, where he was injured on June 5th, 1944, and earned the Silver Star during that incident. It took him a year back home to recover. He was 80 pounds when he got back to the States.
Holy cow.
a true hero. And his wife, my grandmother, was a Rosie the Riveter in one of the General Motors plants in Flint that had been converted.
Wow.
For wartime use.
Yep.
And then my dad's dad, his name was Al Rose. He was in the Army for the length of World War II and served in Europe and then in the Pacific and earned the Bronze Star.
Very nice.
And my father is Philip Rose, and he served in the Air Force. He was in Vietnam attached to the Army's 1st Cav in 1969 to 1970 and was up in Phuc Binh. And so I really appreciate his service. And
yeah.
Then I'd like to honor my husband, Jason Rooley. He's in his 23rd year serving with the Army.
Wow.
And he's done two tours in Iraq, one in 2005-2006 as a combat engineer doing convoy security. And then he went back in 2007-2008 as an infantryman up in Mosul. And I'd really like to remember his brother in arms, Michael McMullen. He was injured on Christmas Eve 2005, a medic trying to save some of his comrades, and he passed away in January of 2006.
Wow, we honor his memory. Nobody ever exhibited more bravery under fire than those combat medics. Whether yeah. it was a corpsman or whether it was an army medic, they subjected themselves to all kinds of terrible danger to be able to save their comrades.
Yes, they did. Thank you so much, Bobby.
My pleasure. Thank you, Sarah. You know, she mentioned Rosie the Riveter. That reminded me. My mom was telling me. My dad was from Albemarle. His dad was a farmer in Albemarle, and my mom was from Kannapolis, and they met just before World War II and were married. And when World War II broke out, my dad joined the Marine Corps, and they were shipping out from the West Coast, from Oakland, San Francisco Bay Area. And so my mom wanted to be with him before he left for the South Pacific. So she got on a train. I remember she told me she got on a train in Charlotte, and the train was so packed that she had to stand on the train virtually all the way across the country. And then when she got out to Oakland, she got a job packing chutes. She was a parachute packer in one of the plants there in Oakland, California. They also served back here at home. Stand by. We'll have the next keyword coming up for you in the $1,000 bankroll contest. You folks on the phone, I will get to you first thing when we come back with the 5 o'clock follies here on the Bobby Mac Show for the Memorial Day weekend.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.